Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for a new day. And thank you for your word this morning. Thank you, Lord, for yesterday we saw the wonderful picture of your love at works and how you said a word. And then later on that word was tested. The cares of this world came and the disciples despaired. But thank you, Lord, we can learn from that. What you say, Lord, and so it's so important that we are your sheep, that hear your voice, and so that we hear from you and we stay in tune with your word. Because what you say, where your finger points, your hand is also. So what you say, you also do and bring about. And thank you, Lord, so we go into another challenging situation now, Lord. And thank you, Father God, for the beauty of your word. Thank you that you prepared us again to just see the goodness that is available and stay in the goodness, knowing that you watch over it. And all we need is faith and then patience and perseverance. And you never leave us or forsake us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 8, verse 26 to 29. They sailed on to the country of the Gerasenes, directly opposite Galilee. As he stepped out onto land, a madman from town met him. He was a victim of demons. He hadn't worn clothes for a long time, nor lived at home. He lived in the cemetery, and when he saw Jesus, he screamed and fell before him and howled, "What business do you have messing with me? You, Jesus, Son of the High God, but don't give me a hard time." The man said this because Jesus had started to order the unclean spirit out of him. Time after time, the demons threw the man into convulsions. He had been placed under constant guard and tied with chains and shackles. But crazed and driven wild by the demon, he would shatter the bonds.
Hallelujah. So yeah, we just see a trying situation again. And we just need to always remember, you know, we have got a shepherd. I mean, he has dealt with our past and he's ruling and he has come and he's knocked us off our horses. Our horses being our old mentality and our past life. And we are now there to walk with him. And we can't walk with him if we don't hear from him. I think again of we were all like sheep gone astray, but God has now taken hold of us. The chief shepherd has taken hold of us and circumcised our heart so we can serve him. And so it's just so important we run to God and not from God. And then we persevere. There's a passage of scripture there in the message, but you must read it in the other translations. And that's Matthew 24 from about verse 11. And it speaks here in that, you know, we're in a world that has fallen, that Jesus has saved. But those that are fallen, they've all got this demonic activity taking hold there. And so it's so important we stay in the faith. I mean, we don't let our love go cold. And yes, some of those in a fallen position as brothers and sisters that has turned from the faith because of the testings, because of the squeezing. But that's where we've got to endure. Because why must we endure? That's a fruit of being saved. You can't endure if you're not saved. And then when you endure and persevere with the faith that God has given you, that's where you overcome, you're saved. But that is experiencing salvation then as a reality. But you first experience salvation as a word, as light coming out of darkness, shining into your heart. And then you need to persevere. And you see, this is taking hold of the gospel, the good news, and then living the gospel. Because we are the called out ones. Those he predestined, he called. Those he calls, he makes right, justifies in the situations, in the testing, like we've just seen in the previous, yesterday's readings, and we've seen again today. And then we've got to persevere in the right thing. So this gospel will be preached as a witness. We are the witness. We are the ones that need to have backbone and jawbone, and we need to persevere, and God will come through for us. And guys, we all know situations in that out there where we know of people being torn and deceived by the devil, And we would love to move, and we want to see, and we need to want to see deliverance for them. But the important thing is we just need to stay by the Lord and persevere and know we are being developed. Just like Jesus, he came in as a babe, and then he grew in wisdom and knowledge, and he persevered. And he's now in the place where he just speaks a word, and boom, the demons need to leave. And I believe, guys, we've been called into this kingdom for that very purpose. But it's about staying and being faithful and persevering, because that goodness is here and that goodness is coming. But we mustn't give up. We mustn't be those that fall short of the glory. We mustn't be those. He says we are the people of faith. And as people of faith in it, we are not of those that fall back and don't believe. We believe and are saved. So stay strong, stay running to the Lord, not from the Lord, and stay praying for the situations out there. And then also for yourself, there's also things that we need to deal with, that we need to stand up. So we've got ample provision to resist the darkness, the squeezings, the trials that we're going through in the flesh. And we need to do that, because that is why the Lord has called us, and that's why we must listen to him and follow him. Something else I just wanted to say, you know, my son, he doesn't like the idea of being a sheep. And simply because you see sheep are sometimes not so clever. But then you see the goats, they are very clever. They pull moves. They always, yeah, make a plan. But the whole understanding, it's a parable. And it's understanding that the sheep that look to Jesus are very clever. They're not stupid. They're not weak. The sheep that looks to Jesus knows that he is bigger. He is better. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So that's what it's all about. And that's then when they look to him, they can hear his voice. And then he takes them into things, into the harvest, into the rejoicing, and where they find their true name that is written in heaven. And that's what it's all about, guys. But then it stops there. No sheep could become a shepherd. But us, as sheep of the Lord, we are growing into the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. So be blessed, take hold, run the race in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.